Now, when you grabbed your coffee this morning, or cup of tea, no judgment here, did you get a disposable cup from the cafe or did you take along a keep cup? We've seen a big groundswell of movement to get people to ditch disposable cups as part of taking, I guess, personal responsibility when it comes to sustainability. The concept is getting a big boost here in the city thanks to the City of Sydney putting its weight behind the Responsible Cafes campaign. Responsible Cafes is a winner in the latest round of the City of Sydney's Environmental Knowledge Exchange sponsorships. Now, Councillor Jess Miller has been justifiably renowned and highly regarded for her approach to sustainability even before she became part of the Clover Moore team at the City of Sydney. Councillor, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Nick. How are you?
Well, very well, and thank you for doing breakfast. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Now, coffee cups are getting a big focus when we look at the way we can make small changes for sustainability.
Yeah, they are. Like, it's, I guess it's one of those sort of inane things that you think, oh, you know, it doesn't make, there's no big deal and I can just recycle it. But collectively, we're talking about something crazy like 50,000 cups being chucked. Like every half hour. So when you put all of that disposability together, it's one great big hot mess.
It is a very big hot mess, and a very big hot mess that's not got any major recycling, as I understand it, or dedicated recycling.
Yeah, well, that's kind of one of the great big myths that was, really well busted through the war on waste, and that was that you could actually recycle coffee cups, and you can't because inside of the coffee cups are lined with a plastic to make them watertight. And so even when you're using like the biopack ones, unless you're doing like a really clever dedicated recycling and compostable stream, they end up in landfill as well. So the only thing that is actually recyclable on a coffee cup is the lid.
Only the lid? I didn't even know that was possible. That's quite remarkable.
Only the lead, yeah.
Now, Responsible Cafes has been a big movement. They're trying to encourage both people and cafes to ditch disposable cup, encouraging cafes to offer rewards for people who want to bring in a keep cup. What does the Knowledge Exchange sponsorship offer in this for the Responsible Cafes campaign?
Well, the Knowledge Exchange sponsorship in the environmental grants is kind of like one of those grants for projects and organisations that don't really fit neatly into any other category. So through that specific stream of grants, we really encourage collaborations and businesses working with NGOs and all that sort of stuff. So it's one of those grant programs that's really useful because it's open to pretty much anyone and it's really, really conducive to collaboration.
And it's just about getting those people who are working in that space together and making sure, I guess as it sounds, they're sharing a skill set and a knowledge base.
Yeah, well, so the Responsible Cafes have already been, like, they're up and running, they've already done a really good job, but I suppose the point behind the grant is to align what they're doing with our waste strategy. So we that came to council and was passed a few weeks ago now. So it's the city sort of throwing a little bit of extra resources and support behind an existing program that's already got a great proven track record to really just take it to the next level. So we're really excited to see what's going to come out of that.
And one of the other winners from the sponsorships was a national conference for marine plastic pollution solutions.
Yeah, so that was, I think, Total Environment Centre and a few other groups. So again, just really, we know that our community has got so many great ideas out there and wherever possible we want to see solutions coming from the community, coming from business and coming from these groups that are already doing the work. So again, the grant sponsorship is about bringing them all together and enabling them to, fast track and amplify what they're already doing.
And it seems like this is really important for City of Sydney to basically set the tone when it comes to sustainability almost, throughout the city and throughout New South Wales.
Yeah, I think so. When Clover came back from Mexico last year, it was with such a renewed passion and vigour to really get cracking on the environmental initiatives. And I think we've really, at the city, we've really just, the time for talking about it is over and we really just have to get in and do the work. So Clover came back and very clearly said that we need to do twice as much in half the time. And part of that is putting a lot of resources and grant funding toward that. So she cancelled the big New Year's Eve party and put a lot of that money into the environmental programs to really make that happen because it's something that we can't ignore. It's so important and it's just something that we have to really get on with.
That is walking the walk as well as talking the talk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Councillor Jess Miller, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Nick. Have a beautiful day.
You too. That, of course, was Jess Miller from City of Sydney talking about some of the recipients of the sponsorships, the Knowledge Exchange sponsorships. A bit of interesting news there, the cancellation of Clovermore's big, big New Year's Eve party and the money going into sustainability reforms. Very impressive stuff.